Americana listeners.
Hello.
As always, it's Wilkes and Benzie here.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hi. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Trying to get through these, like, random allergy cold things.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Leo brought home, like, the cold, I guess. Then he got over it, and then I got it, and it was like, I couldn't take anything because I'm still breastfeeding, so I was just, like, trying to tough it out. I got an ear infection. I feel like I still can't hear out of my, like, I have an echo.
Mm-hmm.
I've got that, then the baby started getting, like, flu-like symptoms, and I mean, cold-like symptoms, and I'm just like, oh, my God, she needs shots, and So she's fine. I'm, like, a little better. Lil's fine. I'm just like, you're the one who brought it home. My mom got sick. I'm just like, what the heck?
I had gotten really sick close to a month ago, and sick enough that I had to call into work, and I don't just call into work. And then 2 weeks later, I was fine. No, I'm sorry, I was fine, and then 2 weeks after the last day that I had gotten sick, my sister and my dad get, like, bronchial infections or something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I live with them, and I'm trying to quarantine myself, but I wake up one morning, and I can't breathe, my head hurts, and I'm like, no.
And,
that happened last week, so
exactly
to the day, I was just like, okay, it's not that bad, but it ended up getting pretty bad, but now I'm a little better.
Yeah.
I'm starting to suspect it's just allergies, but man, here in Florida, you can never know. If it's
you never know, it's true. I mean, I don't suffer from allergies, so I know whenever I'm like, and I'm usually pretty good, like, it takes a lot for me to be sick.
I didn't suffer from allergies until I hit 22, 23 years old.
Yeah, no, I've never, which, can you imagine me? I already have big eyes. Can you imagine me with, like, allergies? I'd be, like, a bug.
Yeah, that's why I can't wear contacts. My eyes are swelling, my nose, or itches, like, my head itches on the inside.
You do that noise? Do you do it or your sister does?
My
mom
does
it, too, and my sister. It drives me nuts.
They, like, scratch their throat by, inhaling air.
It's like, so weird.
My sister does it in her sleep, and when we used to share a room when we were
so
little,
strange.
And I'd be like, shut up, in the middle of the night, and she would stop, and she would never remember in the morning. But it's so gross. It freaks me out.
It is so, like, it makes my skin crawl when they do it. I'm just like, do you have to do that right now?
So it's actually the, we didn't talk about it last week because last week we had a Millennial Mondays episode.
Yeah.
But we haven't done it in a while, but we wanted to do the rumor rundown.
Rumor rundown. There's been a couple, I feel like I've been living under a rock. I had the night, and so like my nights and days were mixed up for a little while, and so I haven't been keeping up with my TMZ and E! News. But then there's a couple of stories that caught my eye. George and Amal are our parents, Clooney's. The Clooney's are parents of twins.
Yeah. I remember when we mentioned that he was officially off the market, the Eternal Bachelor.
I know.
Now he's a family man.
Now he's a family man.
What are the twins' names?
The little girl, it's a boy and a girl, and the girl's Ella, and the boy's Alexander. So pretty normal names considering, which is nice.
Yeah, celebrities always want to go with something crazy.
Poppy seed. Or something crazy like that. I don't know.
Hamburger bun. Who else is having twins? Beyonce
and Jay-Z, they're having twins. We don't know. They're like, which I will say, she's really like out and about with her belly this time around. I think maybe because when she was pregnant with Blue, everybody had like, you know, the conspiracy theorists like thought she was never pregnant because of the pillow belly.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been very like active on Insta, which is weird because she's never active on there and she's been posting all the time. So people don't know if she's had the baby or not yet. But so she was supposed to perform at Coachella this year, but then she was far along. But so Coachella, they've done something they don't usually do. They already started selling their tickets for next year and she's going to be a headliner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they're already like, I feel like they might be already sold out. I'm pretty sure.
That was, like, one of my goals was to go to Coachella, but now I feel like I'm getting along in years.
Like, yeah, and I'm just, like,
I don't know. I'm 45 dancing in a field with, like, 16-year-olds.
With, like, glow sticks or whatever.
Like, fairy
or
rings.
Is it really that kind of, it's not, like, EDC.
No, it's more like a rave. It's more like a hippie, Woodstock kind of wannabe, upscale.
Yeah,
like,
in the desert, you know, whatever. What is the other one? The Sandman or whatever?
Burning Man.
Burning Man.
That one is for an older crowd. I think it's an older, more eclectic crowd. Mm-hmm. Coachella is a little bit more mainstream.
There's one my friend has been dying to go to. It's like in Europe. And she, I forget what it's called right now. It's like in Holland or something. I don't know. And it's like a crazy, like, Wonderland kind of place.
That
like, she
awesome.
Sent me a video of it once, and I was like, what is this?
Well, here, I mean, I know that they have Gasparilla. Here in Florida, they also have the Okeechobee Music Festival, which is getting to become pretty big. They have some pretty big headliners there. Actually, one of my friends are in a band, and they actually ended up going and performing on one of the side stages. So that's pretty cool, yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, they were like one of the side
Still, stages. That's like a lot of...
A lot of publicity and exposure.
Publicity, exposure for sure. What else is new? There's the Warriors and the Cavaliers are in the championships.
Yes. At this point that we're recording, they just did game 4.
Yep.
So game 5 is coming up.
Game 5 is Tuesday, which is still strange.
Yeah, which would have been the 13th, which is going to be the 13th of June. But we were, I guess people were kind of hoping that Warriors would make history with a clean sweep. But they didn't, and of course people are blaming the refs.
Oh, but they copped to it. They came out, because honestly, they gave a technical to Draymond Green, which was totally out of line. Mm-hmm. Like, there were fouls that you're just like, apparently you can't touch LeBron. Like, I'm sure there's probably LeBron fans now, but I'm sorry, okay? No. He's, like, untouchable. They, like, graze his, like, arm, and it's a foul. And it's just like, are you kidding me right now? And he's the biggest flopper. It's just like, get over yourself, LeBron.
When you think about the franchise and how much they make per game, it would have been foolish for them to end 7 games
in. So that's why, I was telling Mel, like, it's so hard because basketball is very much up to the refs.
Mm-hmm.
More so than any other sport because it's, like, very fast,
They can't really call back.
They can't really take back. So it's just kind of like, I don't know. More so than football, right? Because football, you can check the call. You could challenge it. It can be reversed. It can be like, okay, never, overturn. Like, they can cancel each other out if there's opposing. You know, but basketball, it's almost just like the same thing happened last year. The Cavaliers came back after a 3-0 deficit, and so now it's just like, oh great, it's gonna be the same thing again probably, because it is all about the money. Like, if this goes to game 7, the money, the publicity, all that stuff.
I mean, they get paid per game, I'm sure, the refs, the more they work, the more money they make.
Yeah, so it's one of those, like, you're definitely, when it's like obvious that you're calling the game matter-of-factly, it's almost just like, are you serious? Like, I don't know.
It does lose the appeal and the fun behind it, and just, like, sportsmanship is out the window.
Yeah, like, they were getting angry. You know, the players get angry because they know that things aren't fouls, and they're just like, are you serious? And then if they question it, then they get a technical, and it's just like, come on. I don't know. And so I'm just
get passionate with sports.
Yeah, so it's just, like, annoying. On a somber note, tomorrow... The 12th is
the 1 year
anniversary of the Pulse shooting.
Yeah, so of course, at this point it doesn't take any repeating, but this time last year, was it Friday or Saturday night, at Pulse, a gunman came in and killed 49 people who were actually at the club Pulse in downtown Orlando, which at the time you lived, 2 miles away? I drove past it every time I would leave your house.
It's sad, yeah.
They have not reopened Pulse. I know that it's still like a standing memorial.
Rain or shine, night or day, there's someone there, always.
And people that come into Orlando, I work with a lot of students who are online, and so they're like, oh, you guys are in Orlando, and they asked me about it shortly after it occurred. And of course you want to be respectful of it and keep the tone of the conversation in a certain direction.
Yeah.
But a lot of their questions were like, do you live near it? How big is Orlando? Mm-hmm. And so I know that in that same thought process, tourists who come into Orlando are like, you know what? Let me go ahead and see.
Yeah.
Similar to like if we went to Boston, we'd be like, is this where the Boston Massacre occurred?
Yeah. And Orlando's really changed after it. Lake Eola, I don't know, maybe some locals noticed the state, like the amphitheater is now in a rainbow painted. The bridge to go to downtown, it's like lights up in rainbow colors. There's a lot of like pride, especially because this month is also Pride Month, so downtown is very much that's very much a theme downtown.
Yeah. Huge theme downtown. Disney, the gay days coming, and then they have the cruises that they always leave from here. Already the environment is just
murals.
Aimed for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so now with it being the first anniversary, I know that the school that I work for was a major factor. We've had some employees who were there that night.
Wow.
So last year they did a tribute. This year they're also doing the same thing. I know that our school's also working with with Feed Charity. Children Everywhere, and they're packing 49,000 meals.
Wow, that's
in honor
awesome.
Of 1,000 meals in honor of the 49 victims.
Yeah, no, that's
so. There's a lot of really cool charity events and participation and motivational speeches and so on that are occurring here in town in honor of the
definitely. So that's something to.
I actually was out of town. I was vacationing when all of this occurred. So it was very weird to, like, sit in a hotel room and watch the news and just and get text messages from friends.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I kind of wanted to be here, but I was glad I wasn't because it would have been heartbreaking to be here. I don't know.
It was really, like, I don't know. It was because we lived downtown at that point, and so we had to, like, it was a regular day, you know, we had to go food shopping that day, I remember, and it was, like, no one was driving.
Sunday is when people go to brunch downtown, and it's usually pretty full, people
and
are walking around.
And downtown's always packed, especially on a, like you're saying, like, especially on a Sunday, so when we drove out of our place, that we're just like, what the
Yeah, so it occurred empty. On a Saturday night. Occurred on a Saturday night, and then that Sunday was when I remember you told me, like, it was just dead out there.
It was, like, no one was in the streets. And, like, it was just so sad, because I'm just like, geez, that's less than 2 miles away, you know, and just very, very sad. It's weird being in the actual, because when 9/11 happened, like, you know, I lived in Philly, and so it was like, oh, New York, you know, but, like, to see this on the news and, like, see, oh, my God, I know that street, I know what that, it's just,
I mean,
very
just
different
know that
to
this
know.
Is, this is hitting MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, and then they're talking about downtown Orlando on such
like,
on Orange Avenue,
there.
And you're just like, I've been here for 28 years, you know.
And it's right next to the Super Target where we go all the time,
so
I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
It really literally hit home. In such a strange way, and I feel like the LGBT community here in Orlando, I have a lot of people that I know from work, friends, and all, and so on, who this really impacted them, whether they were there or not. This has really impacted them to where I know that others around the country were impacted in a huge way, and thankfully, I didn't know anybody who was actually there that day, although there were some employees from my school that were there, but it still impacted them in such a major way because they were like, I frequented Pulse, or I knew someone, or even the fact this affected my community. You know, if somebody were to have gone in and shot up 49 Hispanic women, I would have related in an even deeper way than what I currently feel because it happened here in my home. So imagine when you do resonate. It was just such a heartbreaking time. And that 1 year mark is so weird that we're coming to a year, but
it goes by. It's sad, you know. But
any other rumors for us? Oh, another somber note. Mr. Adam West passed away on June 9th.
The original Batman.
Yeah, and he also, most people know him nowadays, younger crowds know him, because he was Mayor Adam West on Family Guy.
Yeah, I had no idea, And I'm like, I watch Family Guy, like, on Netflix to go to bed sometimes. You know, just one of those things in passing. So that's cool to know who it was, but this, very sad too. He was older already, right?
Like, he was in his late 80s, and he was still very vibrant and lively, and he was very funny. People really admired him. He's one of the few actors who still very heavily embraced their original roles, and a lot of people kind of want to leave their roles behind in an effort to, like, grow beyond it.
Yeah,
and he wasn't. He was always very proud of having been the original Batman.
I'd be cool. I'd be proud of it too, man, because I think Batman just gets cooler and cooler.
Like, I think about Harry Potter, right? And the movies just wrapped maybe less than 10 years ago, and I just know in 20, 30 years when there's a remake or something, I can see that some of the actors now are trying their own projects and to try to kind of not separate themselves from Harry Potter, but, you know, make a name for themselves and forge a different path. But I would be really sad if one of them was just like, oh my God, just stop talking about Harry Potter already. And it's like, this is what made you who you are.
I mean, I guess it's hard to, because they do end up getting typecasted, like the whole Twilight saga, like, you know, Edward or whatever, like Robert Pattinson, he hasn't been able to, like, I don't know, get away from it. And I don't really think Harry Potter actors have been able to either.
Well, Emma Watson has with Beauty and the Beast a little bit.
Yeah, but she was, like, not so great in it, to be honest. And Harry Potter himself,
Daniel Radcliffe.
He went more to theater, and I think that's what's maybe his good suit. Like, he's really good in theater.
He did theater. I know he's done a horror movie. There's another movie that he was filming, which was more of, like, a thriller, and he was an undercover pretending to be a skinhead. Mm-hmm. The one person who I feel has not been able to really break out of that was the Ron Weasley, but he's also not really seeking too much. And then I also think the Draco Malfoy character, which is Tom.
Yeah, I think he also went to theater.
Yeah, Tom, like, I see him on Tom Felton. I see him on Instagram and stuff, and he's still very much involved with Harry Potter. One of them who's really broken away was the guy who did Dean Thomas, and he is on How to Get Away with Murder by Shonda Rhimes.
I don't know.
And he's the dark-skinned guy. Oh, what's his name in the show? Curtis?
Okay. I think I know who you're talking about.
He's super handsome, really nice, and and so I feel like he's in a consistent, long-running kind of show. Good. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he was a minor character.
So it's cool to see, I don't know, it's hard to do it, because even you do it on your own, like, I was a big fan of Lost, and whenever I see, like, Lost actors in other shows, I'm just, oh my god, it's Jack from, you know like, I always do that.
I saw a trailer for Wonder Woman, and the girl from Claire Underwood is in Wonder Woman.
Oh, see, that's what I do, like, oh god, that's Claire Underwood. So even, like,
we don't think that's Jedi from
Forrest. Yeah, we say it too. When we watch House of Cards, Lil would just be like, Jedi.
Oh, yeah, so Adam West, he was a hero, truly, in the sense that he was one of our, many people's childhood
heroes. Yeah, I don't know, I won't say
that. He wouldn't say he's ours, but he was very much still well-known even late in his
life. Definitely, and he, you know, he's been current with Family Guy and all that, so he's done a lot of voiceovers, so rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Adam West.
And then one more, which I'm totally looking forward to, July 16th, is the premiere of Game of Thrones.
Oh my gosh. Well, I am just like, what are we talking about? Because I Game of Thrones, as you guys probably know from previous episodes, I do not follow it.
I know it is the best show that ever will be. It is the best show.
I know enough about it because so many people close to me love this show.
It's awesome.
Like, I know about the Hodor. I know about the Red Wedding.
Oh, you know all the
Jon Snow is dead. I know you know nothing Jon Snow.
That show is just amazing.
So here's a question for you, Wilkes. I always am shocked when people have neither read nor watched the Harry Potter books, or even if they've only watched the movies, they've only known a little bit of it. And I'm like, do you realize that you don't understand half of the internet? Because, like,
I wouldn't say half the internet. You're a big fan.
So many Harry Potter jokes are out there that people are like, this doesn't make no sense to me, and they move on. I wonder if I'm missing out on a portion of
Definitely.
All there is to know.
I guess you know all the major spoilers, points. I guess, like, winter's coming, I don't know. When people say, oh, I don't watch Game of Thrones, I'm just like, my sister was saying it for a long time, and I remember, like, when she finally, because I would tell her, like, you need to watch it, I'm like, no, and then finally, like, she started watching the whole series, and I would, like, it was like I was seeing it again with her, because she would text me like, oh my god, what's gonna happen? I'm like, I cannot tell you, because I can't tell you. You need to watch it. And now she's, like, obsessed to the point where she's more obsessed than I am. Yeah. Like, she'll randomly text me, like, 45 days left, oh, or something crazy like that. I'm just like, I know. Or she'll tag me on Instagram, and, like, I found this YouTube review of, like, a guy who went in-depth in the trailer, and he went every single scene he detailed, so I sent her. It's like a half hour video, and I'm just like, it's kind of long, but it's good. Like, she texted me like an hour later, like, oh my god, I love this guy, I love this. I'm like, of course.
I feel like, what season are they going into?
This is their last season.
I just feel like I am so far behind that it's gonna take years.
This is their last season, and I love Game of Thrones so much that I love them more for ending when they are. Like, they're not following with how Lost got to, or they kind of, like, rode the wave. Like, they rode the wave, like, where Grey's Anatomy is. Like, it should have ended. Like, get and stop. Like, everything has happened to this hospital. Like, there's no other tragic event that can happen. A meteor is gonna come or something. Like, who knows? So Game of Thrones is, it's finishing where it should, and it's finishing in a great way. This is the final season, and they're breaking it apart. So it's, like, in total, like, 11 episodes, which is, like, so sad. Yeah. But it's just so exciting. I'm so looking forward to that. They've kind of tripped us out a little because it usually starts in April.
Okay, so and they kept you waiting.
They kept us waiting an extra, like, 3 months.
They're not making another season, but they needed to extend out
the expectation. Yes, and now it starts in July, which is just like, what the... Which is great because usually nothing is ever... good on the summer.
Usually the seasons end at the end of spring. That's why, like, now I have shows that I record, and I'm like, no new episodes, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, they only have however many episodes until summer. And then it's reruns, and then fall comes, right?
Yeah. So now it's good, because it'll go into fall, because usually it starts in April, and it'll end, like, around June, July, because the last time we did watch the season finale, we watched it with you guys. Mm-hmm. Right before the start of summer, and this one is like, oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, so they're definitely
really excited,
claiming the summer months for themselves.
I know.
Speaking of summer months, it's getting hot and rainy here in Florida, so we know summer's coming.
It's like either end of the spectrum here in Florida. There was like a drought, hadn't rained in like 3 weeks, and now every single day for the past week and a half, it's been raining.
You guys might hear thunder because I already heard a little bit, so
yeah,
if we can't edit it out, you'll hear it. But with summer coming, we thought it'd be really fun to compare.
Summer is coming,
the opposite of winter is coming. We thought it'd be really fun to compare a couple of our, not overall bucket lists, you know, people have like 30 before 30s or just overall lifelong bucket lists. But every summer, I just remember when we were young, we had like things that our parents
looking
planned for us.
Yeah.
And now as adults, we have more of a chance to have a little bit more say.
Yeah.
So we're talking this episode about our summer bucket list.
Yes, which I'm very excited about because we've been talking about a lot of things that we want to do, and now with the baby, it's like, I don't know, it's a different way of experiencing life with her. It's not just like, oh, she got in the pool for the first time.
Like, everything becomes bigger.
Yeah.
Well, here in Florida, I mean, it's fun. Summers here in Florida are fun. There's always things to do.
Yeah.
You know, it really just comes down to finding them. It's just so hot that sometimes you're like, I just need to go sit in the movie theater.
You know, I get very grumpy in the heat.
Yeah, me too.
And it's just like, sometimes... The week where the drought, like, the weeks where the drought was occurring, it was miserable. It would be, like, 8 o'clock and be 90 degrees already. It's just, like, where is the, like, you know, the gradual increase of temperature?
Yeah,
it's like, you wake up, it's, like, 80, and then, so, here it's fun because you want to get out and you want to be active, like, I don't know, or try to do indoor activities, too.
I will tell you guys this. If you guys don't like the weather in Florida, wait 30 minutes because it'll change right away.
Yes.
Like, I always thought it was hilarious being a local here. When we'd go to a theme park, it'd start raining, and people are like, well, time to go home. And you're like, just go into a store or have lunch, wait 30 minutes, and now the park is empty because everybody left. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to dry out in the heat.
The strangest thing for me when I moved here is how, like, You're driving, and the back end of your car is in the rain, and then the front half is, like, in the sun. And I'm just like, what is this bipolar?
That would happen. I remember that, actually, your husband and his siblings were over at our house when we were little over the summer. And we were playing outside, and my mom's like, it's raining. And we're like, no, it's not. And we're out in the yard, like, it's not raining. And she's like, oh my gosh, come over here. And we ran into the house, and it was raining in the front yard and not in the backyard. And then eventually it started raining. But it was so crazy, and I remember that was
so
the first time
trippy.
I ever saw that.
So Ooh. Trippy. It's so cool. But, so, you started us off. What's your, in no particular order.
Yeah. There is no particular order about anything I want to do more or not, but of course, being Floridian, we have easy access to many beaches. So, some friends and I have been talking about just staying even one or two nights at a local beach resort. Things get super expensive, but we were trying to find a weekend that's a little bit less expensive and just go out and hang out by the beach. It's so relaxing. If you bring the right stuff with you, you can definitely have a good time.
Definitely.
And then staying in a hotel, like, the sun wears you out. So staying in a hotel, that just means that you get to go back in, shower, and crash. You don't have to think about driving home.
That's one thing we do love to do. That's something on my list, too.
So for me, at least, it's beyond just taking a beach day. It's taking a weekend at the beach.
Like a little staycation kind of thing.
Yeah.
Especially for us, New Smyrna is very near and dear to our hearts. We love New Smyrna.
Yeah.
And so I definitely want to take the baby there. I'm, like, just a little afraid because she's very fair-skinned. And so I'm afraid of, like, the real summer sun. So I feel like...
You can be the mom who lathers her baby up.
Yeah, I lather her up. We got her, like, a little floaty that has a shade. like the rash guard. I have to go buy her one, like the one mm-hmm. that's like a whole outfit.
Do you have a hat for her?
I have a sun hat for her.
And if you guys get like a thermal tent, like a tent that has uh-huh. like a sun blocker.
So we just have to be really prepared. But I definitely want to take her. Just see how she is in the with the sand, because yeah. I think that'd be really cute, my yeah. little cutie. So definitely the beach trip, and especially what's cool about New Smyrna is like there's the beach, yeah, sure, mm-hmm. but then they have Flagler Avenue that's like full of things to do.
That's cool.
So that'll be nice. That'll be fun to sure. to do that this summer.
What else did you want to do with Isla?
With Isla, she I'm excited to start swimming lessons.
In Florida, your child absolutely has to have yeah, swimming lessons.
Absolutely. Everyone's got a pool.
And you guys have a pool here.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things. Once she starts being active, it's just, you know, mm-hmm. kids are fast. And you don't know. Like, we have the pool gate and everything, the fence. Mm-hmm. But it's just, like, they're active and they're curious. So mm-hmm. those are two things to be scared of. So I definitely want to get her in. There's this, like, one school in particular here. It's very survival like geared towards, so mm-hmm. it's like they teach them how to swim. It's like not a parent thing, because at first I was looking at the YMCA, like mm-hmm. the parent mommy and me swim classes, but then I was reading like people say that the kids then think it's a fun thing, which mm-hmm. it is fun, but then they're gonna... they need to associate like water is scary, but it can be fun, you mm-hmm. know.
Let them think it's fun once they know how to be in it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so this swim school called like Southwest Swimming. Mm-hmm. One of our cousins, or one of your cousins, mm-hmm. She told me about it, and it's really cool. Like, they very gear it like every day for a week, and then they like cut it down. But they do it like with a bathing suit. They do it fully clothed. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll put the baby in the water, and like it's scary to watch because I've been watching videos, yeah, and like it tells you how to prep for it. Mm-hmm. so it's very scary, but it's like, I could deal with the 5 seconds of scary, which is like
rather than the whole lifetime of wondering.
Right. So it's just like, you know, we have to.
Now her daughter just turned 5. She had the cutest unicorn themed birthday. So yeah. adorable. But when she was a baby, like she was under a year old or maybe mm-hmm. just at a year. I think she was swimming before she was fully walking.
Yeah. No.
And when I say swimming, like she posted a video on Facebook mm-hmm. and she had said, "Hey, you guys, this is a little disturbing, mm-hmm. but we just wanted to show you what her classes look like." So she's right there with the kid, mm-hmm. and the kid's in the water with the instructor. Mm-hmm. And part of the test before she graduates to the next portion is they flip her over. Like, they literally flip her up in the air and put her head down into the water. And then baby has to flip themselves up. So when they're that little, it's not, "Hey, swim to the edge of the pool." Mm-hmm. It's more, keep yourself head up.
Float, right.
So until somebody notices you. And they can go rescue mm-hmm. you. So, like, they intentionally push her head under the water.
Yeah.
And they teach her... First, of course, the first step is holding your head under... I mean, holding your breath, mm-hmm. which is instinctual, I think.
Yeah, so that's the swim... The school is really good because they have videos to prep. Because mm-hmm. it can't... You can't put them in officially until they know how to crawl.
Oh, okay.
So that's, like, their big thing. So whenever they know how to crawl is when you can...
Well, I feel like they wouldn't be strong enough to even flip themselves over yeah. until they can do that.
Right. So then that's the one thing. But they say, like, this is how to prep them. So when you give them a bath to help them with breathing with water, mm-hmm. you have to, like, squeeze the towel mm-hmm. in their face. You know,
is it hard for you to do that?
It's hard. The first time, like, Leo was in the bathroom while I was doing it, and he's like, "What are you doing?" Because the baby was like, she didn't know what to do, and I'm just like, "Stop it. Don't relax. Like, I have to do this because she'll learn." And now I do it, and she, like, opens her eyes right away, yeah. and, like, you know.
I think it's instinctual.
Yeah.
Even if a baby were to fall into a bathtub, they'll hold their breath as long
yeah,
as they
and
can.
So now she, like, I can hear her trying to hold her breath, so I'm just like, "Okay, you're doing better." Stay like, ready. Now she's getting better, like, she'll look at me and laugh, and I'm like, "Okay, now I know you're not, you know, scared of it." So that was the first thing. So we're just getting her ready for that swim lesson.
Yeah.
And so now, just so she can be, you know, I could feel comfortable with having her in the water. Because right now we get her in the pool and I'm still, like, terrified. Like, oh,
yeah.
Be with her the whole time. But, so that's a definite. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's
for
awesome.
Sure.
So I don't have a baby to take to the swim lesson things. However, I do have something pretty major happening at the end of the summer. I'll be starting grad school. And I'll still have to work full time, mm-hmm. you know, and so I'm really trying to organize myself. So I did a huge purge in my room, which is nice. Where I'm going to, like, put my desk uh-huh. and I went yesterday to the Goodwill, like, donation drop-off.
Oh, nice.
And I just took bags and bags, and I took, like, a suitcase full of books from, like, my undergrad that I don't read.
Awesome.
And I still have so much. I thought I did something, and I go into my, like, my workspace that I want to clear out. I'm like, there's so much left to do. So I have, like, about another month and a half or so to really organize my life and just kind of really make my space, like, a sanctuary for myself and just really associate that with this is where you're going to come and be focused, right? Yeah. So I need to clear out some stuff. And so my focus, my bucket list is just to really have that ready to go about a week before school starts so that I don't have to juggle work, school, and trying to keep things together. Yeah. I feel like with anything, like, I don't know if that's how you felt when you came down here or what, but like once you have a pattern for things, it's easy to keep it. So I kind of want to get everything as organized as I can, and then it's easier to maintain that rather than start a week before school and try to get something ordered.
It's definitely something where you need to, like, build up to, because even just, like, you can't expect to start a routine the night before and be like, oh, I'm perfect, on time, you know, because even with, like, going back and with pumping and breastfeeding and all that stuff, it had to become, like, a routine, like waking up early, and it's hard, you know, so it's good that you want to start. That's very very good for you, and it
reminds me a lot of, like, I think that idea it lines up with when I'm starting my program, but also when we were little. I don't know if your parents did this with you, but over the summer I was lucky to be the youngest of four, so I never had to go somewhere. We got to stay home because my sister was old enough to stay with us. So over the summer, like, my mom would task us. She would write us a list of things we had to do. And when I was little, I'm just thinking they're chores. But then as I grew older, I'm like, oh, we're organizing. So it's all your old school, your clothes that you're not going to use that don't fit you anymore, put them here. Your shoes, put them here. Clean your sneakers. You're going to take your book bag and empty it all out. You're going to organize all your supplies.
It's good to do that.
Yeah. And so that way, when school starts again in August, at least here in Florida, it starts in August, you feel like you can start on a good foot. And so my mom had four kids and she still was working. So she really wanted to get us, like, organized and ready to go. Over the summer was when we did a huge purge every year.
Yeah, I think sometimes summers, you think, I don't know, now you could sleep till 3 in the afternoon, and you can just watch TV all day, but I think it's really important to keep kids, like, I'm looking forward to the baby having summer breaks, and you keep them active, you know? Yeah. Like, you want to teach them, make them go in ahead of the ball when they go back to school, so that was good on your mom's part to have you have still, like, a routine.
Yeah.
Because kids need routines, you know? Yeah. I think that's important. You can't just be like, go.
Do you?
Yeah. It's summertime. Forget about the day. Like, just wake up when you want, eat when you want. It's like, no, you
still
need
something. I mean, we had a little
bit
more leniency. Yeah. But again, a huge help was that I was the youngest of four. Yeah. So my sister was 6 years older than me. And by the time that I was already like 8 or 9, she was, you know, like a young teenager, but she was always very responsible. So even when she was 14, she was, like, getting us ready and cooking and everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
same. I don't have a kid, but I do have nephews.
That's true.
And so I saw something. I don't know if you guys follow A Beautiful Mess. Elsie Larson, she's a blogger, and she is super famous on Instagram. And she had Aunt Elsie's summer camp. So she had her two nieces come for a week.
Aww.
And she planned so many fun things for them. And she's actually in the process of adopting her first child.
Aww.
So it was really, she's like, I really want to, like, get my niece, because she does this every year. So she's like, this is, like, my last big one with them before I have my baby that I'm going to be focusing on. So, like, she did, like carpet weaving, and she went and got them, like, chalk and had them paint on the sidewalk. And she just had something really cool every day, which I can't do with my nephews because I still have a job. I'm not a blogger. But I do want to take one day in the summer and grab my nephews and just do something really fun with them.
Yeah, Florida is cool. I am signed up for this thing called Munchkin events. I don't know. And it just kind of gives you like a weekly email of, like, what's going on in Florida.
That's cool.
And it's just like things that are for free, things that are, you know, moderately expensive, things are like that are pricey, right? Like a day at Disney or whatever, you know. But it's really cool. I get an email every week and it kind of details every day, which is cool. And it does kind of do the, like, every first weekend of the month, Lou Gardens is free and stuff
Lou
like
Gardens
that.
Lou Gardens is so much fun.
Yeah,
and they do
it
have,
is.
Like, reading circles for kids. Even they local do. Libraries have really fun things in
Barnes
the summer.
Barnes & Noble's has that. The library has the story time.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of fun things to do here.
Yeah.
Plenty. So that's cool.
Yeah.
I want to get to the new parks. There's two new parks in Florida. Mm-hmm. Volcano Bay, which is a water park. Mm-hmm. And then there's Pandora, which I have not watched the movie.
What? You have no right to step foot in there.
Listen, okay. Let me tell you something. And I'm sorry for any Pandora fans, because Lil, like, loves Pandora, and I understand. It's a good movie. It is just obnoxiously long. Like, I've started watching it maybe mm-hmm. 5 times. I've fallen asleep, woken up, it's still on, fallen asleep again, mm-hmm. woken up, and it's just, like, almost finished. I'm like, what the, how many naps have I had, and it's still not done?
I think it is about 2 hours long.
It's, I feel like it's, like, 3.5, almost 4. Like, James Cameron does not know when to end the movie. Titanic is, like, 7 hours long.
My mom, that was my mom's favorite movie. And so I always get a little, like, nostalgic when
Titanic? I love Titanic.
Not Titanic. Pandora. That was my mom's favorite movie. But it is beautiful. Like, it's so mind-blowing, Wilkes. Like,
we have it in 3D here.
Oh, my God. That's the best way to watch it.
I still not have watched it.
I mean, okay. I don't want to kill your plan. Go ahead and tell us what you're planning with Pandora.
Oh, so Lil's just like, let's watch it in 3D here. Mm-hmm, we have like a whole like, what's that called? Projector thing. Mm-hmm. He's like, let's watch it and then we'll go. And I'm like, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. My mom gets like Disney tickets, but it's like blacked out to go to Animal Kingdom right now. So
yeah. So to your point, Pandora, that they opened up the new Pandora
in Animal Kingdom. So we want to go. And I heard it's like amazing.
Yeah, I can imagine. I just remember seeing the movie and I'm like, oh my God, those plants and the animals, and I would just have, it would be magical. Yeah. And now being able to go.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I know that a friend of mine, her mother actually, sadly, recently passed away, but her mother was part of the group that was planning the park, and she's like, my mom had a say in how this was painted and stuff.
So oh, that's awesome.
She feels like a really close connection to
it. Yeah, so. Which is crazy, because for our honeymoon, one of the couples we met, and it was so by chance, like, we went to, like, the Honeymooners Mixer, and they were from Tampa, and it was cool, because they're also Diamond members, mm-hmm. which is rare, because
for young people.
I've never met a person, like, that we can talk to and be, like, oh my God, contemporaries with, mm-hmm. they were older than us, but, like, by only a couple years, mm-hmm. So they were Diamond members, they were newlyweds, and we're just like, you live in Florida, this is meant to be, mm-hmm. you know? And then, so when we started talking to them, hanging out with them, the wife, she was like an event coordinator, mm-hmm. and she was like, oh, there's going to be a Pandora opening at Disney. And we're just like, does Disney even own the rights to it yet?
Yeah.
And like, they had, it was all top secrets, and she knew about it.
Oh my gosh.
And we were just like, she's like, yeah, I saw the plants, like, I guess plants light up. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I had no idea what Pandora is about, and I'm just like, plants light up? She's like, yeah, I saw them, and it's gonna be so cool. I'm just like, that's awesome that you have like that intel. Like,
yeah.
And we felt like, whoa, we knew about this 2 years ago.
Well, I'm not employed there anymore, but when I was working at Discovery Cove, I was mm-hmm. looking for a training slideshow, and I found the plans to Aquatica without knowing
crazy.
What it was.
Whoa.
And I was like, what is this? And I was like, okay, whatever. And I just moved on. And when they announced it, I'm like, oh my God,
oh my
I somehow
God.
Tapped into a PowerPoint.
You could have leaked it. No, I'm kidding.
And I'm like, how did I found What's out like maybe power? 8 months before no. they announced it.
No, that's really cool. I'm excited about that. But Volcano Bay, it just opened for Memorial Day weekend. And I was looking at the prices. And I think this might be, I'm going to put this in my post-summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably tail end of summer. Because the tickets aren't getting reasonably priced until, like, September.
That's crazy. Well, they know that people are wanting
right
to be
now,
the first
Right now, it's like 170 per person.
That's crazy.
For a water park.
For one day?
Yeah.
No, you can go to Disney for less than that.
And I'm just like, are you crazy?
But it's full. People are going.
People are going.
It is where the old Wet n' Wild was, right? Is
yep.
that where it is?
Yep.
And so, I personally, when
it's
I'm on the
ugly.
Interstate, it's
yeah.
horrendous when they were building it. I'm like, what is this crazy eyesore?
It's
and
so...
But apparently when you're there, it looks cool. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's a volcano, and
yeah.
it's weird to me because I'm not used to having parks just right off the highway.
Yeah, that was really...
Like, for me, Dorney Park in Philly was, like, in the boonies, like... It's like when you're driving up on the highway and then you get all these trees and then you see like, oh, I think that's a roller coaster,
The
right?
only thing you can see of Disney, if you're mm-hmm. driving a specific road, is the Tree of Life in Animal
yeah.
Kingdom.
Okay.
Because it stands out a different green than the other trees. But you don't see any of the... Yeah. Unless you're, like, on Disney property, you don't see it.
So that's cool.
You see SeaWorld, roller coasters, Universal a little bit, but that volcano is huge. The
volcano is just there, and you're just like, that's a water park? And that's a Universal thing?
I will say, I did hear that people were like, they opened it too early, they haven't worked out the kinks
yet. There's still rides that aren't even working yet, like, aren't running. And, like, you drive by and behind it, because you can get on I-4 behind it, and you could see if there's still construction doing. So I'm sure they're trying to get the money quick, because
but and people are still willing to go, apparently.
We're still going.
That's crazy.
And the whole system of it is really cool. Like, you don't have to carry the tubes to the rides. Like, it's like all automated and stuff like that.
That's fun, because
they give everybody a watch, and it like you check into the ride and it tells you when to come, so you don't have to wait in line.
That's cool.
So you can stay by the water, like in the pool. So the volcano like drips into a water pool, and so you can stay there until it's time for you to go to your line. So it's cool. So I'm really excited about that. We just want to wait until I can justify buying a ticket to that. Because I'm ridiculous. Just like, 170, that's ridiculous.
I know that their biggest competition, Aquatica maybe, but I feel like they're really trying to compete with Typhoon Lagoon.
And oh, the Disney
water. Yeah, with the Disney water park, the other one that they have. Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach.
Blizzard Beach. I haven't been to either. Water parks kind of skeeve me out. I feel like the pool is just like a cesspool of pee. Like, I don't know. That's why I kind of wanted to go when it was brand new, because I feel like, okay, not that much pee.
You're just so ridiculous. It's not like they keep the same water.
But it just, like, smells. Like, even, like, it gets into, like, the pavement. I don't know. Yeah. It just, like, bothers me. So.
Well, I will say, probably because I worked for the company, but I really liked Aquatica, and I never felt like it was dirty. They really valued cleanliness there, and I never was like, oh, this place is atrocious.
Yeah.
But I did feel that way about Watermania, which is an old water park. And then Wet n' Wild, which just recently closed. Yeah. I hadn't gone for a decade.
Like, it bothers me a little bit. So I'm just kind of like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go now that it's new.
Yeah, like, for me, I want to go when it's new.
For sure. So another one for me, this is so lame, and I was even considering whether to announce it, but I went to Sephora yesterday, and I went for one thing, which was my NARS Orgasm Blush. This is like my sixth compact of it. It's the best, most flattering blush for all skin tones. So if you're looking for one that's peachy gold...
I think that's the one I have, actually.
So yeah, I think that's the one that you do have, and it's so beautiful. It's to the point where, like, they don't even sell any other colors, I think, of blush, because it's their best-selling item. But I went for that, and I ended up buying a whole bunch of other cool stuff. And one of the things I wanted to try and left without and really regretted was an orange lipstick for the summer. And I just have this vision of me wearing, like, citrusy colors,
that's
like
cute.
A yellow dress with orange lipstick and, like, a golden highlighter and, like, a beautiful golden tan. And I just feel like that is a look that I want to achieve. And so I'm going to step out on a limb. Everyone knows I love wearing bold lipsticks, but I have not tried matte orange, and that's what I want to try. So that is on my bucket list, and you guys will see me on Instagram.
We're going to hold it to it. I'm going to make you post it.
Before the summer ends, I will have a bold orange lip at some event somewhere.
That's awesome. No, I wish I can... Maybe that could be my bucket list.
Like, wear more makeup?
Because I want to, like, change, overhaul my style. Like, I want to go and do, like, a whole, like, shopping spree. Because I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
Like, you know, after... Like, after just take
baby?
After the baby, before the baby, I feel like, even when I was pregnant, I didn't really have to buy maternity clothes.
No, you just bought, like, bigger dresses.
Yeah, I just went up a size, and I'm just like, all right, I guess, you know, so now I definitely want to go and kind of be a little bit more stylish.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I want to do that, and I want to know more about makeup. I feel like... I just don't know.
And you have such wonderful makeup.
I definitely do.
Want to, like, steal her makeup.
I definitely do.
Like, this is a beautiful MAC brush set that you've used once.
I definitely think they took advantage of my
naivety.
Yeah, whatever.
Nativity.
When I went for, like, my wedding makeup, because they were just like, yes. And, like, I came back and you guys are just like, you've got everything. You've got MAC, you've got NARS, I've got Urban Decay, I've got things that I'm just like, what the heck is this for?
No, I am so mad at you. And then she'll have to either drive all the way to our house
or
we come over when she has, like, a wedding or something for us to do her makeup.
When there's an event, like, we're at Lil's office parties, I always go to you or your sister.
Yeah.
My baby shower was for your sister. Maternity shoot was your sister. I'm surprised
that's
she didn't
the only
come.
Reason you brought me to Thanksgiving party. Yeah. It's New Jersey,
I'm like surprised I didn't have her. Like, I'm like, listen, I'm just gonna employ you. Like, you're just my payroll. Yeah, just my makeup artist. So that definitely, I want to go and shop. Mm-hmm. Especially because they open my favorite store here, two of them, and they're both awesome. Zara.
Yeah.
I love Zara. Love Zara. Mm-hmm. And they've opened.
Zara got really big here very fast.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people knew about them. Mm-hmm. So they went out to Florida Mall. They moved it out of that location into a bigger spot.
Well, it's still in the Florida Mall.
Yeah, it's still in the Florida Mall, but they moved it out of where it used to be into a bigger area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they the outside.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, and then there's one in downtown Disney Springs.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Such a local look.
Disney Springs, and that one is epic. It's like mm-hmm. two floors. They've got a kids section, which is to die. It's so cute. So I love cute. Their kids stuff. The baby's got a couple out, but I'm like, I can't help myself. but that's one thing, like, I love buying her clothes, but I feel like my style, like, I'm the mom that, like, looks a mess when my kid is, like, looks a like model. A
little angel, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I need to remember myself a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. So, I finally went and got my eyebrows done after,
I saw, I've been looking at them today. They look nice.
After, like, the last time I did it was, like, December. Oh. I got a manicure and a pedicure. Yeah. I was like, oh my god. The manicure, pedicure, the massage chair is like, I'm going to do this all the time.
I kind of want to get like a massage, like a little mini massage chair for my house yes, or something. I don't know. Those things.
Awesome.
I pay for pedicures just so I can sit on those damn massage
chairs. And I'm always just like, yes, please take your time. Like, yeah. They're like, oh, I got to go answer. I'm like, yes, go answer the phone. I'll stay here.
You know what? She wants that. She needs to get a pedicure. Help her. I'll just soak my feet.
My toes can get pruny. I don't care.
You want to know a really random fact? Our fingers get pruny so that we have better grip underwater.
That's awesome.
And if you have nerve damage, your fingers won't get pruny. Random piece of information. Anyway.
That's a great little Snapple fact. Snapple cap fact.
So another one for me. I just finished a wonderful series by Brandon Mole, who's one of my favorite authors. He wrote Fablehaven, and he wrote the series called Beyonders, which is beautiful, and I saw...
Is it like a young adult one? Or
it's really embarrassing to walk into Barnes & Noble and be like, where are the Brandon Mole books? And they're like, it's in the children's section. It's
no.
not even young adult. It's in the same place where they sell Harry Potter. But his writing is amazing. It's not like it's not like gross, but people die and it has violence and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the way he writes is mm-hmm. very elevated. The language.
Oh, okay.
So I recommend it to everyone. It's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story. And he has another series called Five Kingdoms, and it's five books. And mm-hmm. the fifth one comes out, I believe, in October of this year.
Okay.
And I only like reading series when they're done, because I go from one book to the next within a couple
really
of days.
Really fast, so you can't wait.
So Harry Potter was traumatizing for me, because I started reading when I was 14 and the series wasn't finished. Yeah. I was like, so I had to reread books to keep remembering. But now, with Five Kingdoms, I want to finish that, ideally before school starts. So I have a month and a half
okay.
to read my five books, and I think I can do it.
I was trying to sit, I was sitting here before we started, and I was trying to figure out, like, the last book I read. I think, I said Girl and Dream, but I definitely started Game of Thrones. We bought the series.
I think everyone has started Game of Thrones and never really.
And it's so, I'm so annoyed with myself, because my brother years ago, before the show was even a thing, mm-hmm. like, he would tell us, like, we started, like, a book club, because we've always been big readers. Mm-hmm. And, like, he had that as an option, and we were just like, no. Like, no.
My sister has a series, and I don't think she's cracked open one book.
And she, and he would be like, you guys are going to regret it, it's a good book. And then when I started getting into the show, I would tell him, and he's like, oh, it's about time. Like, I told you about this. And, like, he's like, do you want me to tell you anything? And I'm like, yeah. No. And he's like, with the spoiler from two seasons ago, or last season, he's been sitting on that for 5 years.
That's crazy.
Just, because now the show's beyond the books. Mm-hmm. So he, like, when, after I watched that episode and I call him, I'm like, you have been with this for five, and he's like, yep. That's why the readers are like, come on, make a book already. Like, mm-hmm. people protect Martin's life, like, if he's anywhere, like, he's a little overweight, and people are, like, terrified that he's gonna have, like, a heart attack before he's done the series, because mm-hmm. He hasn't written a book. He's, like, been doing the show. He writes for the show, and it's just like, please release the book already,
yeah,
you know?
George,
so I understand that. I understand the whole, because I had to wait for, the last series I read was the Millennium series, mm-hmm. which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's like the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Okay.
the girl who kicked in Hornet's Nest and the girl. They made movies. The American version's terrible. The real Swedish version, awesome.
I know Rooney Mara was in the American version.
Terrible. They, yeah. like, changed it. That's why they haven't made a part two, because they changed the ending. And it's just, like, I'm watching it, I'm like, what the? They changed the one thing that made it a series.
Yeah.
That you're just like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, it was dumb. But the Swedish version, it's like you're watching it on screen, which is epic. So it's, like,
very, very it similar to the book?
On to the T.
And is it in really English good. Or is it like subtitles?
Subtitles.
Okay, that's not terrible.
Which isn't awful. No. But the author, he passed away. There, like, it ends in a way that there could be a fourth book.
No, but he's passed
And
away.
He started writing it, but he passed away. His girlfriend was going to keep doing it, but I think, like, his family kind of sued and was like, no, you don't know what this.
So, yeah, with his true
they
story.
They kind of just left it. Mm-hmm.
That's why George R. R. Martin can't die.
He cannot. He cannot.
No one can do this stuff.
It's like, don't. Yeah. Please don't.
So my last bucket list for summer 2017 is, I've really been focusing on my health lately. Mm-hmm. Even as I record, I have like an applesauce in my purse and kombucha next to me.
Meanwhile, I have a, a donut and a coffee.
But you're also 22 pounds. So. No. But I've really been focusing on my health over the past few months. I have a really important wedding coming up in the next year from my best friends are getting married. So that was part of my motivator, but also I just feel like my 30th year has been really great for me, mm-hmm. and one of those things I've always wanted to focus on more has been my health, mm-hmm. but what I've been doing a lot with my health has been changing the way I eat, and mm-hmm. it's really worked a lot.
Yeah.
So I've really been changing my outlook on food and what it's meant to do, and even just dieting in general, mm-hmm. it's become more about, you know, keeping your metabolism going. How is this Definitely. Food affecting your body? Even when you're taking certain multivitamins, you know, what is the purpose? Drinking water, mm-hmm. you know, and focusing on hitting 96 ounces or however many ounces you can. But I want to focus a little bit more on the active side of things. So yeah. they were saying, like, abs are made in the kitchen, or people say, like, you know, weight loss is 70% diet, 30% exercise.
Yeah.
And it's true. It's because true. You can be in the gym for an hour and lose 400 calories mm-hmm. and gain it in one burger.
Yeah.
You know? So you never can offset your entire day's worth of food at the gym unless you're at the gym all day long.
Yeah. But
It does definitely help, and it amps up your body for other things. So even when you're done working out, your body still continues to mm-hmm. burn. So everything that I've been doing so far, now I really want to focus this summer on implementing it from a more physical perspective as well. So I've changed my mentality regarding food. Now I want to change my mentality mm-hmm. regarding activity.
Yeah.
Even though it's hot as can be.
I know. But outdoor running here is like a no-no unless it's like January, I think, because mm-hmm. it's like ridiculous.
It's so bad. You get burnt and exhausted.
And it's not even like where you can do in Jersey. I used to run outdoors. Mm-hmm. Now, if you went really early or if you caught like the sunset, mm-hmm. it would be like, okay, go back to the 70s or 60s. Here, no. It's like 60? Still 80.
You're not going to hit the 60s here in Florida until like October.
Yeah, so it's just like one of those things in the gym. And now, I think a good way for me to change my mindset about the gym when I was doing my, like, wedding diet and all that stuff was doing classes.
Mm-hmm. Those are like, fun. I love
Zumba. Mm-hmm. Spin. I got addicted to spin where I'm like, I love spin.
Everybody loves. Spin shreds you.
It shreds you in a way that you're just, like, so. You don't even notice. Like, mm-hmm. it's so good.
Yeah. Everyone, I've never done spin. Because I just feel like it's so intimidating. Like, mm-hmm. SoulCycle, you know, it's such
a
thing
now.
Yeah,
but it's just fun, and it's just like you get in that, like, you just want to pick up the rhythm of the song, and, like, mm-hmm. even when you're, like, when you're a really big spinner and, like, you listen to songs, you're like, okay, I know the tempo mm-hmm. of this song, you know? I'm not into CrossFit. It's actually, on the health side, it's not so good on your muscles.
Yeah, I've heard people have, like issues.
Yeah.
I saw a woman whose muscle like broke. It was weird. Like it doesn't flex anymore.
It's very, very intense. Like, and I'm not big on crunches. Like crunches are actually terrible too for your neck and your back and all that stuff. So I definitely think classes are the best
way. How about yoga?
Yoga is very hard.
Yes.
And it's surprisingly hard.
I have two herniated discs, and I'm like, I don't do yoga because I was trying to follow along on this video, and I hurt myself, and I was flat on my back for like 40 minutes on the floor. And they're like, because of your back, you have to do yoga.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I can't see myself inverting myself.
I tried doing like prenatal yoga. My mm-hmm. sister like swore by when she was pregnant, mm-hmm. and I'm like, yoga's already hard because it's all body weight.
Yeah.
And, like, add a baby to that. I'm like, you crazy girl. I can't. I did, like, 5 minutes of it. I was like, I cannot. Mm-hmm. I wish I can do yoga. Like, every time I see the Instagram posts of like big yogis. I'm just like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I have a cousin who is into yoga. She just had a baby and is getting back into yoga. Mm-hmm. And then I also have several friends who are instructors, mm-hmm. and it really changed. She dealt a lot with depression. And yoga was like a lifeline. Very centered, yeah. It was like a lifeline. And now she's using it a lot for like mental health awareness. She mm-hmm. had a whole series. It was like Invert Your Mindset. So it was like she was cool. teaching people every day for like 2 weeks about like upside down poses. And she actually teaches two classes where two of my coworkers go. And they just are like obsessed with it. Granted, they're slim, mm-hmm. thin girls. And I don't know if that's why yoga is easy or if that's why they're slim because
of yoga. Yeah, it's like both.
They think it literally, it changed her life. Mm-hmm. It changed her life, her outlook on everything. And so I definitely know it has its benefits, but I'm definitely. Just like, not sure it's for me.
It's intimidating, but it's like one of those things once you start, just like spin, it's intimidating. But once you start and you realize, hey, I can do this. And it's awesome. And it changes your whole like... everything. I feel like that's the way yoga is. You just gotta keep going at it.
Yeah.
You know? And I think I'm definitely a big fan of like classes.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like that's if I pay for a gym membership, that's why I would go. Mm-hmm. You know, people will have like ones in their complexes and it has a lot to do with self-motivation.
Yeah.
And kind of keeping yourself on check. Mm-hmm. And so it's free for them or whatever. Like at my job, there's a gym, but yeah. I don't go for that reason. But classes I can stick to.
Yeah, those classes were awesome. I remember I would do spin and then I would run down and do like a full body workout one like mm-hmm. the same instructor had both and I loved him because he was like intense. Mm-hmm. He was like did the Iron Man things.
Ooh, yeah,
so he'd be training for Iron Man and like teach the classes like it was like real deal and we're just like yeah I could probably go do an Iron Man right. thing right now.
I can't
when he's like talking about it's like biking, swimming, running, I'm like heck no.
Yeah.
So definitely. Yeah. My last summer bucket list is probably just like going like Leo and I like to do like dates.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we definitely want to do, he's been dying to like go to local museums and do like local things, and I want to do the outdoor movie series that is going on now on Luke Gardens. We always miss it, like I always catch it like the day of and I'm mm-hmm. just like oh we can't like
yeah know, like you have to like intentionally like put it look in your for it.
So I definitely want to be really focused on like having alerts like okay this Friday is this movie, let's go watch and mm-hmm. have, because he bought like a little picnic thing for Mother's Day. We did like a picnic, so now we've got like all the picnic,
that's cool,
a little basket and like
would you bring Isla or would it be like a you and
maybe Lord just day? A you me and him thing, and then if it's like a kid movie because sometimes they do like Disney movies we'll mm-hmm. take her and yeah. I don't know if she could stay.
She'll probably get hot, though.
Yeah, it's hot and yeah. nighttime and mosquitoes, so it's mm-hmm. more of like a him and I thing, I think, that'd which be would fun. Be cool.
It's very important for couples to not... I mean, the babies yeah. are a focus, but people... There's arguments that say that the baby cannot be your focus. It has to be your relationship, yeah, because the baby won't be happy unless you're happy.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's really true, because when we go to the doctor and we take the baby and, like, the doctor's just like, she's such a chill baby. You guys must be really chill at home. And I'm just like, yeah, I guess we're pretty chill. Because she's like, she's such a happy baby. And I'm like, yeah. We call mm-hmm. her our angel baby. She's so good.
Yeah, she very, very much is.
She's so baby. Mellow. I just love her. Her little personality is so cute.
Awesome. So we're really, I'm looking forward to this summer and all the cool things that are happening. Again, my 30th year has worked out to be pretty cool. Yeah. So we would love for us to, or I would love for you to share with us what you're doing summer 2017 bucket lists are.
Are you coming to Florida? Are you going to Disney? I know some people get like, that's a bucket list for sure.
Like
Disney.
A life bucket list for yeah. a lot of people. So we don't ever want to devalue the fact that it's in our backyard. But if you guys are coming to Orlando, please let us know. Actually, last week I posted, I had gone to Briar Patch for brunch.
Yeah.
And there were some commenters that were like, oh my gosh, I'm in the area or I'll be going soon. And I'm like, yeah. okay, let us know. We have so many cool places that you guys can visit.
Definitely. I posted about Casa the mm-hmm. other day on Insta Story.
Yeah.
We've been to Briar Patch. We went for lunch, though. We didn't go for brunch. And their you lunch is pretty good, too.
You guys have to have the lemon raspberry pancake. Oh, my God. I don't even like pancakes, you guys. And this was like a cloud of lemon. Because
that place gets full yeah. and fast.
I got lucky that my friends got there so much earlier than I did, and full they waited and in line. Fast.
The line is crazy. Yeah. It goes down, like, goes they line up outside, and it goes mm-hmm. down, because every time we go, and I'm just like, what the heck? I want to go to this place. And then the one time we did go, it wasn't brunch, it was lunch, and it was still delicious. The sandwiches there are really good.
Yeah. I had pasta there, I think, for, like, a late lunch with some blogger meetup
thing. And that's with Prado. I've been there, too, and... Ugh,
I haven't been to Prado, but every time I walk past it, I think of you, because I know you're always talking about
we
Prado.
We love Prado. We go just to be like, let's just go to Prado. Okay. That's, like, our go-to... For sure.
We actually, no, I take it back. I did go to Prado years ago before it became what it was.
Okay.
And I went for, like, a friend's birthday, and we got, like, pizzas while we were there, which was pretty cool.
Delicious.
So, yeah, share with us if you're coming to Florida or if you have your own bucket lists for the summer. Are you guys doing any organizing? Anything specific with your kids? Anything specific for yourself? Any new hair, makeup, or nail trends you guys want to try out? Of course, you know how to get a hold of us.
Insta, Twitter, Facebook,
our website. So we have many ways. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll be following up with you guys with a new episode shortly. In the meantime, don't forget to catch up on previous episodes. And as always,
and we have a ton of collaborations coming up, so that'll be fun too.
Yeah, well, you know, stay posted. We always like to announce when we're gonna start posting. So yeah, we love you guys. Thanks for tuning in, and let us know if you guys are doing any of the cool bucket list items that we're doing. Bye, you guys.
Bye.